Crooks, foreign and domestic, are draining unemployment benefits. I'm David Brancaccio. California officials say organized criminal rings and identity thieves looted billions of dollars in jobless benefits during the 2020 pandemic year. More than a quarter of all claims in that state are suspect, and other states are not immune. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Authorities in California have so far identified some $11 billion in fraud. Another $20 billion in suspicious claims are being investigated. The culprits are suspected interstate and international criminal groups, including from Nigeria and Russia. Nearly all the fraud identified was in the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, which Congress set up so states can help gig workers and the self-employed. The vulnerability was that the program did not require income or employment verification up front. Nearly two dozen states, including California, now contract out identity verification with the firm ID.me. The company says it's blocking about $1 billion a week in fraudulent claims across the country. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
The Biden administration has just appointed a new acting general counsel to lead the National Labor Relations Board. Peter Sung Orr is expected to be more open to union organizing than his Trump administration predecessor, who's been fired after declining to resign, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
After decades of declining unionization in the middle of a pandemic,
the share of the workforce that's represented by a union jumped up from 11.6% to 12.1%.
Heidi Shierholz at the Economic Policy Institute says more than 20 million workers did lose their jobs last year, union and non-union alike. But union workers?
They lost fewer jobs than their non-union counterparts, and so the unionization rate actually rose.
She says unions successfully negotiated furlough and workshare arrangements to preserve jobs. The new Biden administration wants to keep this unionization trend going, says Ken Jacobs at the UC Berkeley Labor Center.
Changing the law to make it more friendly to workers and easier to organize, and to create real penalties on employers who violate the laws.
He says he expects new organizing drives in low-wage service sectors like healthcare, hotels and restaurants, and e-commerce. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The Dow future is up 23 points. The S&P future is down less than 0.1%. The NASDAQ future is down 0.2% on a week when many big tech companies report sales and profits.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Pay full price for a high-end college, including room, board, and the rest, and it's $80,000 a year times four equals $320,000 versus the other big-ticket thing for most. The typical price of a house or condo in America is $284,000. Paying for a kid's college can be the biggest money decision we make, and it's often driven by too much emotion and not enough data. Ron Lieber immersed himself in this world. He writes the New York Times column Your Money, and his book, out today, is called The Price You Pay for College. Hey, Ron, how are you?
It's a thrill to be back. Thanks, David.
You try to be financially rational. You urge people to figure out how to get the best deal, but you and the college-bound kid are up against insane social pressures.
It's absolutely true. And what I was trying to do for people is to help them have the most emotionally intelligent college shopping experience they possibly could, right? Because if you get in touch with the feelings that can affect you in this particular process, things like fear and guilt and snobbery, then you'll have a better sense of the ways in which you might be fooled, tricked internally to spending more than you need to and more than you want to.
the rational piece of your brain that wants to say, okay, honey, everyone can't own a Ferrari, but loads of people will make you and your kid try to feel like a failure if you don't get the kid and the kid doesn't get into the Ferrari of colleges.
Well, this is the thing about that, right? Because some of this is about the gold star for parenting that you might acquire as a mom or as a dad, if your kid gets into a college that is somehow impressive to other people. But what other people don't understand is whatever financial constraints you may be operating under. And also, there's all sorts of people in your community who have no idea that all sorts of pretty selective schools are bidding behind the scenes with tens of thousands of dollars off each year in this form of discounting known as merit aid that might well make it be a really good decision, even if you're turning down a school that might be more impressive to those people.
Another one of these unproductive emotions is a fear, really, that's based on something real. We all worry that we're not setting up our kids to do as well or better than we did.
Yeah, much of the decision making here is governed by this sort of fear of falling, right? And so you don't want your kid to go tumbling down the social class ladder. And what is about to happen is that you're going to make a purchase decision involving a six-figure amount of money that will directly affect the trajectory of their lives. So you would actually be sort of nuts not to be worried, right? So I'm trying to channel that fear into something more constructive, not towards borrowing as much as possible, but to channel that fear to ask the best possible questions that will allow you to make a decision that inspires hope as opposed to being scared.
The book is called The Price You Pay for College. We also talked to Ron Lieber today about ferreting out some nifty data colleges often have stashed somewhere online that hints at the chances smart students might get a deal on price. Marketplace.org, if you missed that on the air. Tomorrow, it's a Maryland mother who worked full-time with her daughter to increase a shot at an all-expenses-paid four-year trip to college. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.